out of hers, and the press had spread around the word that I made a talkie film some time ago inside a picture studio. And of course, you know how press agents are. They tell me that I'm a star.
A talkie star?
Yes, Ted, I'm all set.
There's been no scandal about you yet.
What do you mean, scandal, eh?
Well, no stolen husband, a duke from France.
Say, what's the rush? Give me a chance. There's nothing done in Hollywood that Sophie can't do just as good.
Just as good? Even better.
Now, I hope you mean that as a compliment. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Honky Tonk, perhaps you've seen, I hope you like me on the screen. I guess you went to hear me sing and talk, make love and everything.
You said make love?
Of course, and say, if they had only let me have my way,
the censors would have thrown a fit.
In spite of it all, I would have been a bigger hit.
Tell me, now that it's all done, in Hollywood, did you have fun?
Oh, did I have fun in Hollywood?
I'd like to know.
Hollywood will never be the same. This red-hot mama set the town aflame. I went to some of those wild parties I'd heard about. I started making whoopee and 50 guests were carried out. They told me how naughty it would be. Why, it was a Sunday school picnic to me. I hate to brag, but all the men grew as wild as they knew how. I even vamped all the cowboys away from their pet cows. I sent them home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same. To tell you my experience would take too long, I fear. But I'm going to tell you one or two things that perhaps you'd like to hear. At first, my director said he'd like to test me, and I let him know that I'd been tested by experts and okayed long ago. Soon we started shooting scenes, in came my leading man. My director said, Sophie, make love to him and do the best you can. Folks, I went right to it, and what happened, I forget. You see, it was a year ago in January, and the poor guy is unconscious yet. Then the sheik started after me. I couldn't keep them away. Even Rin Tin Tin himself chased me seven blocks one day. And up and down those Beverly Hills, I gave them all plenty of thrills. A certain star spent an evening alone with me, and I'll have you know that an evening alone with me is like three weekends with Clara Bow. I sent him home all crippled up and lame. And Hollywood will never be the same.